From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is urging the Senate to follow the lead of the House and pass legislation to shift the student loan program away from private banks and into an existing government program. Right now, private banks broker the loans and make the profit, even though the government provides the money and assumes all the risk.
Ending this unwarranted subsidy for the big banks is a no-brainer for folks everywhere, except some folks in Washington. In fact, we're already seeing special interests rallying to save this giveaway. And the large banks, many who have benefited from taxpayer bailouts during the financial crisis, are lobbying to keep this easy money flowing.
The president noted that the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the proposed changes would save the government $87 billion over the next decade. The president was speaking at a community college in Troy, New York, an area hard hit by the recession. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says unless more troops are sent there over the coming year, the war effort will fail. His assessment is detailed in a classified report obtained by the Washington Post. The general has completed a second report, which has not yet reached Washington, spelling out how many more troops are needed. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
General McChrystal says that despite considerable effort and sacrifice during 8 years of war, the overall situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. And the need, McChrystal says, goes beyond just sending more troops. The U.S. and its allies need to work more closely with the Afghan people, helping rebuild the country and taking extra care not to cause civilian casualties. Moreover, he says, the U.S. must better organize its efforts with its NATO allies. McChrystal says unless the U.S. and its allies gain the initiative over the next year, they risk an outcome where defeating the insurgency is no longer possible. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A Colorado man accused by the FBI of writing out bomb-making instructions will make an appearance in federal court in Denver today, as will his father. An acquaintance in New York will also go before a judge. All three are charged with lying to agents looking into an alleged terrorist plot. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
In an affidavit, the FBI says 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi admitted that he'd received weapons and explosives trainings from al-Qaeda in Pakistan. Investigators say he had detailed instructions for making a bomb that appear to be in his own handwriting. But when authorities asked Zazi about the notes, they say he denied knowing anything about them. Zazi's father and an imam at a mosque in Queens also were arrested Saturday evening and accused of lying to agents. If convicted, they face 8 years in prison. It's clear the FBI is most concerned about Najibullah Zazi. It appears they believe he was involved in a plot to set off explosive devices in the U.S., and they say they plan to ask the judge to keep him in jail after today's initial court appearance. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
This is NPR. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says children over the age of 10 will need just a single dose of the vaccine against the H1N1 flu. But Fauci says younger children will need two doses of the vaccine, likely given 3 weeks apart, in order to get adequate protection against the swine flu. Fauci says that's not surprising because young children often need two doses of vaccine against the regular seasonal flu the first time they're immunized. The government expects the first shipments of the swine flu vaccine to be distributed starting early next month. Heavy rains and flooding have left at least two people dead in Georgia. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Trakitz has details.
More than a foot of rain has fallen in parts of North Georgia. Some areas have been drenched by up to 20 inches over the past few days. The heavy rains have flooded roadways and homes and closed a handful of school systems. In Metro Atlanta, emergency workers found a woman dead in her vehicle after it was swept off a road by floodwaters. Another person died west of the city when their car was overtaken by rising water. The entire state has received steady rain for nearly a week. It's quite the turnaround for only a year ago when much of Georgia was mired in drought. And there is more rain forecast for parts of Georgia through at least tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Trakitz in Atlanta.
The index of leading economic indicators rose for a fifth straight month in August, up 0.6%. That's slightly less than analysts had expected. The Conference Board's index is designed to forecast economic activity in the U.S. over the next 3 to 6 months. The index points to more solid economic growth next year. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 45 points, but the Nasdaq Composite is up nearly 2. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.